Sunday, Yud Beis Cheshvan, Rabbi Eli Bruna, Shchinta Begelusa.
Shes Volum, Rabbonim, Rabbi Isai, the Rosh Hakoyel, Peichzim B'chloi Lachsanya. I'd like to give you the Gaboim, the Rosh Hakoyel, for asking me to have the schus and the kovet to speak to you this morning. I picked an Indian here. Me'ezes Hashem, an Indian is called Shchinta Begeluso. The Olam talks about Shchina and the Golas. What's it, the Pshat in Shchinta Begeluso? The Rambam HaKodesh in Moyo Neruchim, in Chelek Aleph Perek Chof Hei, he teaches the Pshat in Shchina means, like we said on Shabbos, Shoychen Ad Molem Bekodesh Shemoy. Or there's a Loshem Arshtet Vayishkoin Kvoid Hashem. Although we find in yesterday said that Hu Shoychen by Eloine Mamre is an Indian of Shchina, Shoychen, something which rests and stays in one place, that means Shchina. Every time we find this description to referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means, Zuk the Rambam, it's an ongoing light shines through in that particular place. The Shechina is there in one mokim. In the night of Yudin Chuvas, in Madura Tinyona, Simen Chelek Hanachaim Simen Kuf Zayin, is Masbe the Rambam. He explains this to mean that the oil of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the oil of Hashem, and the Hashkocha is much of a muchness. It's the Zelbazak. It's the two sides of the same coin. The oil, the Shechina, and the Hashkocha. As we know, every Yid has got Hashkocha Protis. The Eibishter looks on every person. Every Yid. So when we do the Rotzen Hashem, then the Hashkocha is given over to Klal Yisrael. It's only due because of the great toiva, the abundance of goodness, the hashkocha goes to other places as well. And he brings raya's for this yisod. We don't have the time to go into these raya's. Oh, but you can imagine how the noy de biyud the zuktes is his oisgalten. However, omnom zukte noy de biyuda mipnei chatoenu golina meatzenu. After all, it's an Eretz Yisrael and Atzena Kedosha that there we find the continuous Shechina and the Hashkocha. But in the same Rabbim, we've gone into Golas and we're living amongst the Goyim. So now it's Pinkt Faket, Venapachi. The whole Shefa has now gone over to the Goyim, and Lahavdil Elef Havdolos. Ask Klal Yisrael, just get the tamtzis from that nation amongst whom we live, and like that we're able to survive. As I teach the op Shchinta Begelusa Pshat in the Rambam. That means to say, Bekitza, Lule, if it wouldn't have been for our veras, Mipnecha Toeinu Golina Malzeinu, we would, Klal Yisrael, everybody would be in Eretz Yisrael, and there, because of the Kedusha Sa'oretz, Artzein HaKadosh brings over Shefa Toiv, and that would be only go for us, Klal Yisrael. But Heyois Mipnecha Toeinu Golina Artzeinu. So now the Toiv goes Be'ikir to the Goyim, because we're living amongst the Goyim, and that Shtikl Toiv is left over, goes to us. It ought to have been forget. But Heyois does it the Matzav. Now, we seem to be davening for everything that we need, both for Ruchnias and for Gashmias, but we're overlooking one major inyan in our tefillahs, and this is to bring out the Shechina from the Golas. Emes Takya, Malan Torah, we keep mitzvahs, we do Gemilas Chesed with each other, we do Maisim Toivim. You can't push that aside. Oh, but this Iker, to bring the Shechina back, this needs a greater tikkun, and this we have to work on. So the shaila is, how do we bring back the Shechina, to bring out the Shechina again, which we had by Yom Mohem? I'd like to read you out a loshon from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, Zchusu Yogan Aleinu V'Kol Yisrael, writes in the Tshuva, in the Drosha, I'm going to read you out his loshon HaKodesh. Zuk the Chassam Sofer, ki Boshe Gedoyle Hilone Bispalalne Lashem. It's a great shame that we daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Avol Tzorcha Gufeinu, we daven for our Gashmias, Be'oiseinu, whilst we see Nisov and Niflois Imonu. We see constant Nisim and Niflois. V'kamet Tzodos Yitloos Ovro Roshenu. V'Hashem Berachamov V'chasodov Everybody's got some peckle be mizot, but at the end of the day, the Eibishter helps. How comes we don't care about the Avos Hashem, which He gives us so much ahav, and we don't pay back to Him? Why don't we bother caring for the Golas Hashchina and the Kovod HaTorah, Bavanaseinu HaRabim, Asher Bozeh Nisyachadnu Mishar Umois? Because it's from in this Maile that we are so unique from all other Goyim. V'hi Kese Asher Hichtironu Avinu Yisboch Shemoi. And this is the Kese, the crown, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us over more so than all the other Goyim, because the Goyim haven't got the Torah. They don't have the Schus to learn the Torah. So you see, the Chassam Sofer is worried about the fact that we're not worried that the Shechina is in Golus, and we're not bringing out the Shechina properly. Steht HaPosik im Chumash, V'shochanti b'soicham. And the tells Klal Yisrael, I'm going to make you a Shechina. What says the Shechina? The Shechina will be with you. So, Shneitin, I think it's the Al Shechach Kodesh is the first to come up with this. He teaches, that's what it says, V'shechanti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, b'soichoi loy nema, ele b'soichom. That the Shechina is b'toich echod v'echod. Every Yid has got a shtik Shechina, kavyochel from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Rabbi Dessler, Zechayin Vrocha, explains that if someone is in a state of Tumah, Chas V'Sholem, Tumah Mamish, that inner spark of Kedusha that is hidden in the Yid never stops. Because this is guaranteed by Hashem Himself, because the Torah promises, Shteit HaPosek in Bechul Koisai, Loi Ma'astim V'Loi Ga'altim L'chaloisom. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that I'll never forget Klal Yisrael. Even their cholilin in mamish meshoil tachtis. It's only through the averus that brings about the tumah, the person creates for himself an iron wall between that nekudah kadosha, that holy spark that is in the heart of every yid, and his self, the ani. It's when this holy spark falls into Tumah Chas V'Sholem, then it can't light up his neshoma anymore, and this is a matzav of Shechinta Begalusa. Now this Shechina that's in Golas can be both for the Yochid and for the Rabbim. It's when this matzav spreads to the nation in large, then it becomes Chas V'Sholem Achub. However, if someone feels that the Shechina is in Golus, and he feels he's so upset that he's unable to have the Dveikus with Hashem because of the Chum of the Beis HaMikdash, and he feels his heart is so deep down that he even feels he's able to cry for the Golus, the Shechina, as the Gemara says, Sof Tanas, Kolamis Abon al Yerushalayim. Anybody who mourns on Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is Zoyche Veroya Besimchosa. He's got the schus to see the Simchas Yerushalayim come back. As the Chaim Velozhin teaches, it doesn't say Kolam Misalbon al Yerushalayim Yireh VeYizkeh Besimchosa. If he's Misalbon now, then Mamish, now, at this moment in time, he feels Roya V'Zoicha B'Simchosa. He'll be able to have the schia to see Yerushalayim come back again. So the Shaila is, how can we bring back the Shechina which is hidden in the Golas? So the Teretz must be poshut. We got to start davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam and put our emphasis more, not so much on Baruch Aleinu as a poshut, the average Yid davens for Panosa, Bona Chaim, Azoyin, and Richard. These are all very choshev tefillas. But the dogish must be more on to bring back the Shechina. As we stated in the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem HaKodesh writes on the Posek Kovo and Nafshi Go'olo, before we daven for our general purposes or for our personal purposes, be the Nesivos Sholem, the Slonim, the Taitchi Zayin, Pshat, before Kiddush by Friday night, before we make Kiddush, a lot of us have the minig. We say that the tefillah, the Ribbono Olamim, and we say there, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheterachmeini oid b'galusi legor leini ila oire libel avisecho. We ask the Ribbono Shleim, he should have rachmonis on us and bring us out of this golus to be goyel each and every one of us. The B'chaim B'loshen HaZchayim B'locha writes in one of his doshas, I'll read you out his loshen. Ve'im ho'yinu mechavnim b'chol ha'tfilis ibakoshes al tzah ha'shchina kaviyochol. If we would only have kavona in our tfilis and bakoshes and our requests that the shchina is b'tzah kaviyochol, that the shchina is upset, b'vadei ho'yinu zoichim li'yos ne'enim al inin bakoshesenu. We would definitely be answered for all our bakoshes. Uligoel Gula Shlema, and the Gula Shlema would come. Avol, Zot Zabchaim, Ashemim Anachnu Ba'atzeinu. We are guilty for ourselves. She'ein Onu Masimim Al Libeinu Klal Tzan Ashchina Kaviyochol. We don't put the emphasis in our hearts on the Tzah Ashchina. Ve'ein Onu Mevakshim Rakal Tzareinu V'dangas Panosaseinu. We're only worried about our own personal problems and Panosa. That we make the Iker. In Zohar Kodesh state taka, that on the Yom Noroim, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, if someone only davens for Panosa and Gesund and Bonach Haricha, which are all very, very nice things, Zukte, we're like dogs, Lahabdul. We scream out, Hav, Hav. That's all we're interested. But the Ikka we're forgetting. Mayor Sheshiva, Rebbeim Govitz Chaim Rocha, asked a starke kasha. He asked like this: if the Shechina is shoyer amongst Klal Yisrael, then what did Bichlal? Why did we need the Mishkan? What do we need the Bais Hamikdash for? If the Shechina is here, what's failed to sell us the Mishkan and the Bais Hamikdash? And Bichlal, he says, is shver. What's shaykh to prepare a mokrim for Shechina? What do you need the place for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekoyim Shel Olam. L'Hashem Ha'atzim Aloya. So what do you need about the Mishkan and the Bais HaMikdash for? It seems to be unnecessary. So the Bleib said like this. He brought a Sfarna. In Sfarna state, these words, that the Mishkan Hoya L'Tzoyrech Ha'odam. The Mishkan was for us, not for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need it. And he says, the Sfarna writes on the Pasuk, V'chein Tasu. I'll read you out his Loshen from the Sfarna. Sfarna was from Einer from the Gedolei Rishonim. He says like this, She'atem Tasu Lechem Mokem Kotten. You should make yourselves a small place, She'uchol Lahashkin Shechinosu B'soichem, that I'm able to rest my Shechina amongst you, L'dabe Imcho. The Ibishe says that I'm able to speak with you. Elekabel Tfilas Vavindus Yisrael, in order to accept the Tfilas and the Avindus of Klan Yisrael. Loike Moshe Ho Yakoidem Ho Egel. Not like it was before the Egel, Ka'oma Bechol Mokoim, Ashtet Asheaski Ashemi, Ova Yalecha Ve'achticha. Before the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm everywhere. Bechol Amokoim Asheaski Ashemi, Ova, wherever you mention my name, Ova Yalecha Ve'achticha, I'll come and bench you. So we see, Onoroyim Zokte, She'ilem Ola, Lo'echote Yisrael Be'egel, if Klal Yisrael wouldn't have sinned by the Egel, Lo'eho Yotzichem Ne'mishkan Rabbeis HaMikdash, there would be no need to build the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan that we had in the Midbar. V'hashchina Ho'yisemoyim B'chol Mokim, the Shchina would be with them anywhere and everywhere. Rak Machmas Chet HaEgel Tzichem L'mokim She'etzamtem Shama HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shchina Osoy. It's only because of the Egel that we need a certain place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Metzamtem himself Kaviyochel, that the Shchina should be there. Because he's Masber, it's through the Egel that we messed up the whole Seder HaOlam, and like this, the Shchina is not Roy to rest in a certain place. It's only through Groysa Hachonas and major Tikkunim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu then advises us we should make a small place, and that the Shchina should rest there. And where's this small place? That's in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Botei Knesiyos. The Ikke Shchina, he says, is betachtoinim, is now in the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis HaKnesses. There is a beautiful Medrash which we had not so long ago in Parshas Bereishis. The Medrash says as follows: B'zeh Aloshem, Kiven Shechoto Odom Rishon. When Adam Rishon was choyte with the Eitz Hadas, Nistalke Shchina L'Rikiy Rishon. You know that there are seven heavens. The seven heavens are, if you go from down upwards, it is Viloin, then comes Rikia, Shchokim, Zvul, Ma'oin, Machoin, and the top heaven closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel is Alvus. Those are the seven heavens that you hear all talking about. So when Adam Rishon was choyta, Nistalke Shchina L'Rikiy Rishon, the Shchina went up to the first Rikiya, to the Viloin. Chota Kayin, Nistalke Shchina L'Rikiy Sheni, then the Shchina went up to the Rikiya. Chota Dor Enosh, Nistalke Shchina L'Rikiy Shlishi, it went up to Shchokim. Chota Dor Enosh, Nistalke L'Rikiy Shlishi, the Shchina went up to the third one. Zvul. Chota Dor Amabel, Nistalke Shchina L'Revi. Moin. Chota Dor Aflogo, Nistalke Shchina L'Chamishi. Is the Moin. Chota Sodom, which we had now in Lech Lecha, Nistalke L'Rikiy Shishi, to the Machoin. And Mitzrayim b'mei Avraham, again in yesterday's Seder, Nistalke Shchina L'Rikiy Shvi'i. The Shchina went right to the top, to the heaven of Alvus. Ukenegdon, says the Medrash weiter, Omdu Zayin Tzedikim, seven Tzedikim came, and they brought the Shchina back down. Who are the seven Tzedikim? Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kohos, Amram and Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Shechina down. And the Medrash says, Omad Avram, Horida, Mezayin Levov. Omad Yitzchok, Horida, Mevov Lehei. Omad Yaakov, Horida, Midala de Gimel. Omad Kohos, Horida, Megimel Lebeis. Omad Amram, Horida, Mebeis Nalav. Omad Moshe Rabbeinu, Vohorida, Melmala Lamata, brought the Shechina right down. As it states in Pesuk, Vayered Hashem al HaSinai. And the Shechina came down on HaSinai. It's only through the Egel is Nistalke Shechina Oid Pam. The Shechina, says the Medrash, went again away. And now we needed a small place in order for the Shechina to rest. B'tachtoinim. So the pshat says, so if a person is able to go in the whole world, you can go here, you can go in another country, wherever you're going, and it's possible, you don't feel the Shechina is above you. It's Ke'ilu Cholila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been Masalik himself, has taken away his Shechina from us. It's only through Tfilas and Avoidus that we do, we can feel that we've got the Shechina with us. And that's the whole skula of the Mokam HaMishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, because there, Shibona Beis HaMikdash, Meher Yomeinu, we are going to feel once again the Shechina there. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, Heyois, that the Shechina is now in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Beis HaKnesses, like we said before. Mimele, he says, if someone Chas V'Sholom speaks Loshon Hara, Schabtzach HaKleina Loshon Hara in the Beis HaMikdash on the Beis HaKnesses, he says it's much worse if you say Loshon Hara outside in the street or in your house, Cholila. Because Heyois, the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokim Shechina, or the Beis HaKnesses is a Mokim Shechina, so therefore we have no right, Cholila, to speak Loshon Hara. And if we do, it's so much worse than speaking elsewhere. That's why we have to be so careful with Shmiras HaLoshon. We say in Shmona Esrei three times a day, in the Brocha from Yerushalayim Ilcho, Barachamim Toshuv, Vesishko and Besoicho Kasha, Dibalto Vnei Oysa Bekol of Yomeinu, and then we finish up Baruchatu Hashem, Boin Yerushalayim. Lechoya, there's a starker kasha on this bracha. We first start off, we say, Yerushalayim Ilcho Barachamim Toshuv. Then, Besishka Mesoicho Kasha Dibata, we ask that Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring the Shechina. And then, Vnei Oysa Bekov Biyomeinu. Lechoya, it's what Gadav Shtim Faket. First, we should say like this, Yerushalayim Ilcho Barachamim Toshuv. That's okay. But then we should say, Uvnei Oysa Bekor of Yomeinu. First we need the binyan. So we need to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uvnei Oysa Bekor of Yomeinu. The binyan Beis HaMikdash should be here. And then, Vesishko and Besoicho Kan Shedibalta. First you need the binyan and then the Shechina. We say Faket. We say, Yerushalayim Ilcho Barachamim Toshuv. Vesishko and Besoicho Kan Shedibalta. We ask first for the Shechina. And then, Uvnei Oysa Bekor of Yomeinu. And then Daf of Hashem, what's the Pshat Kashe Dibalto? He's Kashe Dibalto. Where does it say that you said that the Shechina will be with the Beis HaMikdash? Where do we find this? What's the makar to this bracha? So, Rabbi Avraham ben Agro, the son of the Vilna Gaon, he says like this. That what we say, V'sishkem V'soicha, that means we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Shechina should be here first, before the binyan. And that's Kashe Dibalto. How do we see that? Well, it states, Apostle, V'hashimoisi es mikdashechem in the Teuchocho. The Eibishter says, if Cholila, Chas V'Sholom, Klal Yisrael are not doing the Rotzon Hashem, then he says, V'hashimoisi es mikdashechem, I'll make Cholila your bottom mikdashim desolate. And but Chazal darshan on that Afila, even if the Beis HaMikdash is desolate, but nevertheless, the Mokim HaShechina is still here. Mimela, he says like this, his Pshat is very good now. That we ask for Yerushalayim Ilcho Barachamim Toshuv, we ask for Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring back Yerushalayim. V'sishko in Besoicho, we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, we need the Shechina first. The Shechina has to be here in order to take away that V'hashimoyisis Mikdashechem, and then of Nei Oysa Bekor of Yomeinu. And then we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want the actual binyan. But we're not so much interested in the binyan, we want first the Shechina should come back. Once the Shechina has come back, then Kadosh Baruch Hu can build the Beis HaMikdash, and we can, as the Mishkan, as we had it, Bayom Mahem, in the time of the Midbar, Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, all over Sholem. And with this Indian, Rav Shimon Schwab Zichronim Locha is Masbir, the Nusach HaBrocha that we say, we finish off, after we say, Yerushalayim Ilcho B'nei Oysov, Nesishkem Soichu Kashi Dibarto, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Boin Yerushalayim Omei. In a similar way as the Chaim HaLoshon says, it doesn't say, Yivnei Yerushalayim, But it says Boine Yerushalayim. In other words, because now that we've got the Shekhinah back, we can say to we can say in the Tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch is already Boine Yerushalayim, as if Keila the Shekhinah is here. And what's the pshat in the last few words in the Brocha? We say, "V'nei Oisa Bekolav B'Yomenu." What's it that Bekolav B'Yomenu? If Poshe pshat is that every Yid davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should all be Zoicha Bekolav B'Yomenu, we should be able to live and meet Yerushalayim Yakodesh and Mashiach Tzidkenu and Yerushalayim. I'll say the Poshe pshat Bekolav B'Yomenu. The Arugas HaBoisem teaches another pshat, a beautiful pshat. He says like this: every time a Yid learns Torah, or he does a mitzvah, or Gemilas Chesed, or any Avodas Hashem, whatever a person does, he says, it's built on a Zoya. He builds a part of the Bais HaMikdash. One Yid can do a mitzvah if he does it bishleimus. He'll build a whole row of stones of the Bais HaMikdash. Another Yid who doesn't put so much kavanas in it will only build half a stone of the Bais HaMikdash. Another Yid with less kavanas might only be able to build one stone of the Bais HaMikdash. Another Yid on a lower madrega will only build perhaps half a brick for the Binyan Bais HaMikdash. So we dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam, uvnei oisa Bekorah b'yomenu, with our days, with the fulfillment of our Torah, mitzvahs, and masin tovim that we do during the day, uvnei oisa bekorah b'yomenu, with our days, we should be able to build this the Bais HaMikdash. The Ribbono Shel Olam should help us. We should be all zoicha to do Torah and mitzvahs and mekadeshim shemayim barabim, and to be able to do gimelas chesed with each other in them schus of Torah, mitzvahs, and masim toivim. The Eibush should help. We should be able to see the Shechina HaKadosh back. We should all be zoicha to see the Gula Shelema and the Binyan Bais HaMikdash, Berachmim, Gedoylim, Bimheir, B'Yomeinu, Amen.